Adonai, we praise you, this great ending, last part of the Sukkot festival. We praise you that your name is excellent, and we pray that you drop to our spirit something that is important from your grace, from your chesed, from your emet, from your truth, from your own nature, from who you are and what you are. Praise you, Lord, that we can share your nature in the Holy Spirit, and still you remain you, and we worship only you, no man. We thank you for your excellent salvation, this Sukkot, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of the only Messiah, who is our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I was very, very blessed when Abigail reminded us of this Hebrew word, sach, and I had not thought of the connection of Naomi in regards to Sukkot. But this is really, really very, very special. But before we go there, let's just say this. When the Messiah will reign 1,000 years, personally, I can't wait. He's reigning already, but when he'll be reigning on the earth, 1,000 years. It's interesting that it's called Sukkot David, not Temple of Solomon, that worship house. And it is in Yeshayah, Isaiah 16, verse 5. So, pardon my English, it's with Karelian accent. I speak in New York.
I have the same accent.
New York with Karelian accent.
And I can read if you want.
Chapter 16, verse 5, do you have the authorized or what?
I have the King James.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, Isaiah 16, 5. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth, in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness.
Very good. He shall sit upon a throne, and it says, in grace shall the throne be established. The word is chesed, the same word as kiseh chesed, the grace seat, mercy seat. Chesed, the covenanted grace. Now, there's something very amazing about Sukkot. In a temple, we can get lost in the magnificence, the greatness, the hadar, the beauty, the order, the singers, the magnitude of it, the greatness of it. It is amazing. But and we can also think of how it was built and how long it took to build it and everything. But when we have Sukkot, God brings us to simplicity, peshitta, something that is pashut.
Amen.
Simple, simple, simple. Something that is built from leaves, we see the stars. And it is not so simple. It's not so easy for God to bring people in our age and in our time to simplicity. Mm. To the simplicity, the blood, the spirit, the purity, not looking at things by sight, not being familiar with one another, I should say his presence in one another, so that we know no one after the flesh. It is not simple to come to the simplicity in 2022, if we use this calendar. It is not so simple. Right now, God is doing amazing, something beautiful in this Sukkot. He's restoring something of the simplicity. This is a side point, but even that we had five parot, five cows, five heifers that just came right before the Sukkot. It's a reminder of something. We know it's not redemption in itself in any way, But this is something that reminds us. In Europe right now, in France, oy vavoy, the cities are filled with people. They're burning their gas bills in fires. They are shouting, they're revolting, because we got caught in these things that are destroying our economy and everything. This is just an example. Just an example. But we can say that Sukkot is when King Solomon built the temple. It was the seventh month. And it was the time to build Sukkot. But they did not build Sukkot. We talked about it the other day. So they were focusing on the great, on the big, and they lost in that which is small.
Right.
This